How are you doing today?
I'm doing a lot better, actually.
Tell me about this day. I guess just tell me about the last 24 hours for you and how it all transpired in your world.
Yeah, it's kind of been a whirlwind of emotions here from finding out I'm being placed on waivers to not really knowing what your future is going to be. So once I got the call from Chuck Fletcher this morning that I've been claimed by the Calgary Flames, they just kind of lit up on the inside, and I'm excited to join a team that's making a strong playoff push right now.
Yeah, is that the thing that excites you most? Is that you go from playoff team to playoff team kind of thing? Like you're in the mix, and you've got everything to play for down the stretch here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, being put on waivers, you don't really know where you're going to land up. And I remember one year being traded from St. Louis to Buffalo, who was who was out of the playoff mix probably since Christmas. So. No, that wasn't really an ideal situation. Right. I was hoping to land with a team in the mix here, and I couldn't be more excited to be on the Calgary Flames.
What is the waiver process like, just in terms of the mental battle and stuff like that? Do you feel like you're in limbo? I'm curious as to what that process is all like from a player's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, the toughest part is just the unknown. You have your agent doing the back channel conversations and things like that, but. You don't really know who's going to claim you, or there's definitely there's the waiver order too, which is tougher. So you don't really know where you're going to come out. So for me personally, I was just trying to focus on worry about wrapping my head around being on a playoff contention team. So that's I was just happy I landed okay here, and I couldn't be more ecstatic.
So was that kind of what you were preparing yourself for, to go to a team that maybe wasn't in that conversation, similar to the Buffalo scenario that you laid out there?
Yeah, I mean, you look at teams that are out of it, and my agent knew there was interest of some other teams and that who weren't going to make the playoffs, but I think that was more something that you'd like to worry about July 1st and in a fresh conversation. But being a veteran guy, I'm 30 years old, and I've only missed the playoffs, I think, two or three times. So as a veteran guy, that's something that you aim to do every year, and that's you want to play meaningful hockey this time of the year.
With Chris Stewart, the newest member of the Calgary Flames, claimed off waivers by the team this morning. How would you evaluate your year and how things have gone so far this season for you?
It's kind of been up and down. I think I started off really well. I think I had 6 goals in 6 games to start the year, and then. I think I had 3 cents, so I think I kind of fell out of favor here in Minnesota. And, they had some young guys up here who they're trying to transition for the future. And, we're not the most physical team in the world. So, I think I kind of was being in and out of the lineup based on matchups and the kind of things that were out of my control. So, it was just hard to get your groove going when you're out of the lineup for 4 games and then in for 1 and then out for another 5. It wasn't really ideal. But, going forward, I'm a big power forward who likes to play physical. I can put the puck in the net when I get the chance, and I can stick up for my teammates and drop the gloves when need be, and that's something that I pride myself on.
Well, I was going to say, how do you see your fit on your new team, and how do you see yourself kind of meshing in with the Flames?
I think it's well. I think I'm built for that Pacific Division with the heavier teams of San Jose, LA. Vegas now, and I think that's going to play right into my hands here, and I look forward to the challenge.
You played in Anaheim going back a couple of years. You spent a good chunk of the 15-16, all of the 15-16 season with the Ducks. Tell me about your impressions of playing in the Pacific Division and what this playoff race might be like.
It's a tough division. Especially now, it just seems like teams are getting points every night, so. You win a couple games, you move up into that third place spot in division, and you lose a game, and next thing you're out of the wild card. So I think points are at a premium right now, and we're going to have to put together a push here to get in, but I think we've got the squad to do it.
Chris, you mentioned kind of being in and out of the lineup and tough to get into a groove. You talk about that kind of start you got off to where you had the 6 goals early on. Tell us about that. What went into that, and what type of things do you think you can recapture now with a fresh start?
Yeah, I think, for one, I think we had 6 guys hurt in the first 2 games of the season. So, you know, opportunity was definitely there to play some serious minutes. But, you know, for me personally, I'm a guy who can go up and down the lineup. If I'm asked to play in the top six, you know, I think I'm more than capable of doing it. But if I'm in that bottom six slash energy role, I'm going to go out there and I'm gonna work my bag off for the team every shift. And, you know, I'm a guy who likes to get in on the forecheck and create some space for my line mates. And, you know, I can make the play if need be. And, you know, if I do get set up, you know, I think I got the ability to finish.
With Chris Stewart, just a couple more with the newest member of the Calgary Flames who claimed off waivers a little earlier this morning. You've mentioned a couple of times the physical side of your game. We've talked a lot about that here in Calgary, and that's something that a lot of people have pointed to as an area this team could really use. How much do you relish using the physical side and kind of, as you talked about, getting in on the forecheck and making space for your line mates?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a big part in today's game is, you know, capitalize in zone time and, you know, grinding teams down and, you know, making hard minutes for the other teams, the top guys to play. So, you know, I know the Flames, you know, they're a puck possession team and, you know, they got some guys who can make some plays and, you know, they got one of the most active deep core in the league too. And, you know, I know Mike Smith's banged up right now, but he's, you know, he's an all-star goalie too. So I think when it all comes together, all, you know, this team's legit.
Do you have any connections? Like anybody that you know that can make the transition nice and comfortable for you?
You know, this is probably the first time. I don't really know anyone on the team. I know Chris Versteeg a little bit. We trained together in the summertime, but I know he's pretty banged up right now.
Just a couple more for you. First of all, what is the immediate plan? Are you meeting the team in Dallas? Is that the goal?
Yeah, I'm jumping on a flight tonight, and I'll be meeting the team in Dallas.
And just a final thought, have they given you any indication, have you had conversations with Brad Treliving or anybody with the organization, giving you an idea as to what the role might be and how they want to use you here?
Yeah, I talked to Tree, and, you know, he said the team's excited to have me, and he just wants me to come in and be myself. You know, I'm a vocal guy in the dressing room. You know, I like to lead by example, and besides that, I like to bring my energy to my game. So I think he said they're exactly what I'm looking for, and you know, I hope I don't disappoint.
Chris, really appreciate the time. I know it's been a whirlwind day. We'll let you go and get packed and get ready, and good luck with your new team. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Appreciate it. Thanks.